An increasing number of Cochrane reviews provide knowledge about the effects of herbal medicine. A team of reviewers at the Peninsula Medical School in Exeter, England, have just produced one of these, for Hawthorne and chronic heart failure. Here's Mike Clark of the UK Cochrane Centre to tell us more.
Hawthorne has been used for centuries as a treatment for heart problems. In the last few decades, carefully prepared extracts from the dried leaves, flowers and fruits of this bush have been tested in randomised placebo-controlled trials for chronic heart failure. The new Cochrane Review by Max Pittler, Rulo Guo and Edzard Ernst brings together the evidence from all this research. It shows that a few months of treatment with the Hawthorne extract, in addition to the person's regular medicines, is beneficial, and that the side effects are generally tolerable. The people allocated to take the extract, usually in the form of a capsule a day, found that they were less breathless and were more able to take exercise than the people allocated a placebo. The reputation of the Hawthorne bush as a treatment for heart problems has been built up over hundreds of years. However, attempts to find a single active ingredient have so far failed. Instead, the effects of this plant on the heart seem to be due to the complex mixture of chemicals, and so research into whether it is helpful to people with chronic heart failure has focused on the use of specially prepared and standardized extracts. The authors of the review looked for randomized trials in which these extracts had been compared with a placebo, and they found a total of 14 such studies, scattered through the last few decades of the medical literature, and including about 1,000 patients. Because of differences between the studies, not all of them could be combined into a single statistical analysis, but the meta-analyses that they could be done still reveal some interesting findings. For example, 5 of the trials could be combined to look at the results from laboratory testing of the maximum workload that each of the nearly 400 people in these trials could achieve. It found that this was significantly greater among those who had been randomized to receive the extract compared to those who had been randomized to get a dummy capsule, a placebo. Likewise, symptoms such as shortness of breath and tiredness were less common in the Hawthorne group. The extract did have some side effects, but these were generally uncommon and mild. In summary, the authors of the Cochrane Review conclude that the best evidence currently available shows that Hawthorne extract has significant benefits for patients with chronic heart failure when used along with their usual medication. However, they are careful to point out that this is a serious illness, and someone thinking about using Hawthorne extract or any other treatment should speak first to their medical practitioner.
That was Mike Clark from the UK Cochrane Centre, speaking about the new Cochrane Review showing the extract from the Hawthorne bush is helpful for people with chronic heart failure. To read more about this topic, go to www.cochrane.org.